May God have mercy on us all.
Did I screw that up?
And you can get Listen Up for only $14.99.
This week on Pod Have Mercy, we are in the Mediterranean, and I'm joined by Joseph Klam. So,
normally Matt's with you on this podcast.
No, Matt doesn't come here.
Travel
doesn't do him well. His stomach gets upset.
He
only eats American meat.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. And vegetables.
So just a real quick podcast this week. We are with a group of 30 folks from Chapelwood United Methodist Church, and we are following in the footsteps of Paul. We started in northern Greece, in Thessaloniki, and Philippi, and Berea, and Kavala, which was Neapolis, the place where Paul had the vision of the Macedonian man saying, come over and help us. And so that was the first time Paul, on that journey with Silas and Timothy, went over to what's Europe, or across from the old world to the new world. So it's a very significant place where he traveled in his ministry. We got to see Philippi and the ancient ruins of the city. We got to see modern Thessaloniki and learn a lot about ancient Greece, see Berea, where he preached to the Jewish synagogue and converted a lot of folks there. And so now people are like, well, wait, what part of Paul's journey are you on now?
Paul spent a lot of time on boats.
Yeah, Paul spent a lot of time on boats. And so we're on a boat in celebration of Paul. He did sail from Athens to other places, and so that's what we're doing. We're sailing to other places.
We are in the port on the Aegean Sea, and it is really windy, but it is absolutely breathtaking. It's just gorgeous.
It is gorgeous. So far what we've done, we're about halfway through this trip. This portion of the trip is a cruise of the Greek islands. We are going to go to Patmos,
yes,
where John received, it's only one of the three places in the world where God actually spoke to humanity. And so we're going to be there as well. We're going to Ephesus in Turkey. But so far in the trip, northern part of Greece, what's the part that stood out to you on Paul's journey parts? We'll take the Greek Mediterranean cruise out at this point.
I mean, so there's a part of this that you recognize that in the ancient world, as well as today, some of these towns are crossroads. Istanbul, which would have been Constantinople, and you have, Thessaloniki and Philippi. These were the strategic areas. They weren't just areas where he stumbled in and got lost. They were strategic areas because they were major thoroughfares and crossroads to different regions. And so you think about the spread of Christianity, strategy had to play a part in it. And so Paul's experiences where he was going into areas that were filled with both Hellenists, that were filled with both. Yeah, come on through. We're just doing a podcast. It's all right.
Okay.
You want to sit? Y'all can join us too.
Y'all shouldn't be sitting next to each other.
I know. We get along though. It's okay. Oh gosh.
No, we hate each other.
When it comes to college football.
Yeah.
This is a camera. It's all good. He only has about 30,000, 35,000 folks that watch the podcast.
No, but you're right. We don't like them.
Yeah. So Paul's strategic evangelical route. I mean, just it's amazing. So the word spread, and then from there we go.
One of Paul's favorite
drinks. Yeah, Paul's favorite drinks has lime, and then I'm just getting tonic mixed in there. So this is Jay. Jay, say hello to the folks.
Hi.
Jay is the guy that can help you out.
Nice. Jay will take care of you.
You want the all-star package.
So this is it's been a great trip. The baptismal spot of Lydia was really moving for me. I don't know about you, John, but whenever we get to tap into a place that has historical or biblical significance, and I'm a tactile individual, so being able to get my hands in the water and having the pilgrims kind of come and remember their baptism. And thinking of Lydia, that her faith, she had faith in God, but after hearing the words from Paul, her faith expanded. And so one of my prayers for our pilgrims has been, just as Lydia's faith expanded with her encounter with Paul, that our faith would expand with our encounter with Paul as well.
Yeah. I think, and that's one of the things about these trips that's it's really important whether we go to the Holy Land or we go to Italy or we go to Greece, is that, yeah, there's a lot of history, there's a lot of traveling, there's a lot of seeing ancient ruins.
Lots of rocks.
Lots of, everything's on a rock, and everything's built on top of something else.
Yeah.
But whenever we get to a place where we have an opportunity to participate, so for you and Tammy to lead a remembrance of baptism at the river there where Paul baptized Lydia in Philippi, the first European convert, a woman, and a successful woman, and she invited him back to his house, and that was a platform for his whole ministry, for what he was able to do. So those are really important, and we'll have some more of those when we get to Corinth. We're probably going to find a place to take Holy Communion together. So when we travel, it dislocates you out of your spot. It gets you sort of, out of the normal place, and you get to see the places historically, feel the sense of where Paul was, where Jesus was. So that's a really important part of all this. So as we get to the second part, the cruise part is a little, it's extra.
It is extra. It's just a little bit extra.
It's extra, but it's very nice. And it's the only way that you're going to be able to get to Ephesus and to Patmos. And so along the way, you just happen to stop at Mykonos and Santorini. I don't think that...
That's rough. That really is.
Yeah, I think if Paul could have started churches there, if he had the capacity to,
right,
he definitely would have done that.
But here's what's beautiful is that the church that Paul helped establish eventually made it to Santorini.
Oh yeah, Mykonos. The first thing you'll see when you go into the old part of Mykonos is that there is a little chapel, a little Greek Orthodox chapel, visiting all the folks who come off the boat, and you can light a taper and say a prayer. That dates back again to Paul's great ministry as he's moving through everything. So anyway, we just want to take a few minutes to, I don't know what Matt Russell's doing this week, and to be perfectly honest with you, I'm not really
well, right now, that's
thinking
not a worry
about
it.
Yeah.
One thing I would just say is to anyone in your pod, is it your podverse?
I don't know.
Is that your universe? If you ever have an opportunity to go on a pilgrimage with a group, especially if John's leading it, it's really good. But if you ever have a chance, there is a significant aspect of community that gets developed. There's lots of meals. And when you think about the early church in Acts, right? It says they broke bread, they shared in teachings and the hearing of Scripture. In a lot of ways, what we're doing as we're taking this journey is we're kind of walking not only in the footsteps of Paul, but the footsteps of the early church, where we're experiencing this breaking bread, hearing the Scripture, and hearing the Word. So I can't encourage it enough. We'll find a future trip. We should just do a podcast trip.
I think that's what this is.
Well, no, we'll invite everyone from the podcast.
Oh, well, we could do that too. Well, anyway, we're going to catch up when we get back. We'll get sort of a debrief of everything. But I'm John Stevens.
And I'm Joseph Clam.
And this is Pod Have Mercy.